But I, if the animals up around Cloudcroft and all that, I would think that would be mainly it.
Okay. What about on the plains? Animals on the plains.
Antelope. Deer.
Another dog-like creature besides...
Wolves?
Yeah. Do we have any wolves out here? They were trying to put the Mexican gray wolf back in New Mexico, but...
I think they are up in some of the mountain areas, but not down around in here anywhere. We don't have any of the wolves. We do have a few fox still left here.
How about that? Wow.
And as soon as they put the willows in over there, they really wiped out that area. There were a lot of little fox in the area, that bosky down there, and they've had to move out. Matter of fact, I helped remove some of them, and they've been relocated.
Well, that's great. That's tough. It's tough to relocate animals, though, because they tend to sort of return.
There's some excellent rehabilitators here that are very, very good, that work with the U.S. Wildlife, that do relocate animals out on some private areas.
Let's see, I don't know, mountain animals, animals that live up in the Franklin Mountains.
You've got deer that live up in there, and you have got some mountain lions up in there. There was one killed up on Trans Mountain just recently.
Oh, they got it?
It was hit by a car.
Oh, it got hit by a car.
And deer get hit every once in a while. And there are rabbits up in there. There are coyotes up there on the Franklin Mountains, too.
Okay, changing the topic a little bit. At night, around lights, you get a lot of what kind of insects?
A lot of moths, mosquitoes. A lot of the beetle-type bugs come into the light.
What kind of beetles do you get?
And I don't know the real names, but they're the peanut beetles, and they're some of your great big brown, large beetles. I don't even know what they are.
Not like June bugs or
bigger than June bugs, yeah. And we've got those, the black ones that stand on their heads.
Oh, the stink bugs.
And a lot of the little rainbow colored. We've got a tremendous amount of different small creatures in the way of bugs. And at night around here, the toads come out and have a feast. And we do have a lot of toads.
That's
here.
That's great.
When you irrigate, they sing all night long.
Different kinds of toads or just one?
Most are just your plain little toads. And they wait till you irrigate out here, and then they breed like crazy out here. And hopefully they, you know, hatch the tadpoles and come on into little toads before the puddles dry up. But that doesn't happen very often. But there's enough of them that they certainly keep reproducing.
That's great. I love those guys. What are some stinging insects?
We have got some of the great big bumblebees. We've got yellow jackets. We have got bees. We have got ants. Lots of ants.
Do you have fire ants?
No, we don't.
That's
right
lucky.
In here.
That's lucky. What, let's see, have you ever been attacked by any of those little bugs that jump up on your legs and get under your skin?
Oh, the chiggers?
No.
Not here. We don't have any of them in this part of the country.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But then again, in Georgia, they're supposed to have chiggers, and I've never been bitten by them. So.
Down around San Antonio and Houston, it's humid enough that they've got a lot of them down there. But we don't have anything like that here.
We also, well, we used to have these, apparently, the bugs that light up at night. What do you call those?
Oh, the little fireflies?
Apparently,
I've not seen them here. I mean, I've never seen them here.
I never have either, but somebody said they had, so.
Wow.
Down here in the upper valley.
How
about the bugs that fly around ponds and water?
We have got a multitude of mosquitoes here, and they're not the good kind. I mean, they have found some of them that cause the sleeping sickness, both in humans and in horses.
Oh, how awful.
Yeah. And we have